Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This program will be dedicated to Yossi Rosenblatt, his 88th Yahrzeit is this week, June 3rd, the 24th of Sivan. He died 88 years ago in 1933. Before we get to the Chazonis, I must comment about the egregious anti-Israel, anti-Semitic New York Times. Last week, they went over the top. I mean, I don't think I could imagine anything worse than the reporting that they did last Thursday. They took the front page, 80% of the front page, filled with photos of Arab children who were killed and five Israelis, but maybe 80, 90 Arab children. And lost in all this is the fact that Hamas started this. Hamas wanted this to happen. And now, with over 4,000 rockets aimed at Israel, it was their intent to kill Israeli citizens. And we're not talking about military objects, objectives. We're talking about residences and people just in their normal course of the day. And these rockets were being fired. So Israel did an incredible job in with Iron Dome and with intercepting the rockets. Now, what gets lost here is the intent was to kill hundreds, if not thousands, of Jews. And somehow or other, with the grace of God, they were able to thwart that. However, unfortunately, when Israel goes after the military targets in Gaza, in the Hamas-controlled areas, Hamas hides behind the children. They go to schools and so forth. And it's, I'm sorry, they use the children as undercover for them. Now, can you imagine if it was reversed? If it was 100 Jewish children and five or six Arab children killed in this combat here. The New York Times would probably put it on the last page in a small paragraph, just taking note of it, if they reported at all. Well, that's the way it is. The New York Times is anti-Semitic, has been anti-Semitic, and if any Jew doubts that, just take a look at the last week and see the hatchet job that they did. And it's very sad. It's really sad. And to those Jews who love the New York Times, I find it very, very difficult to believe that the Times is their Torah. In any event, I want to scream, but screaming isn't going to help. Let's get to the Chazonis. This is the Kael Mole for the Titanic in 1912, and all profits for these recordings on the Titanic went to victims of that tragic event. So let's hear Kael Mole for the Titanic.
Thank you. بيام بشي هالكل يلوم مرور شي نحن ندريم ندريم تدكو بياضة ذكرات نشمو وزور لخيم بالو الرغمين يا طير بصيصر كنوب ليالو ومين زي ترار بترار خايب اذن يشمو عصام انا غبش ولا مش ولا امش كوام لنا امار لنا امار
I want to point out recording situation. Prior to 1925, it was acoustical recording. The performers, the musicians, sat or stood in front of a large horn, and they directed their voices into the horn, which then went down to a stylus, which then made the mold for the recording. In 1925, they were able to go to electrify it, if you will. So you then had a microphone and speakers and a tuner and so forth. So, for instance, this Kale Molly was 1912. It was an acoustical recording. The next recording, 1927, is Yale. We'll be hearing Yale with Molofsky. Shmuel Molofsky was a very, very close friend of Yesler Rosenblatt. So this is Yale.
Yale,
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 Yale, Yale, Yale.
Oh, my God.
Ya'ale. Okay, let's get to the next selection. This will be Hashem Moloch, and it's from 1922. I'm just checking with the... Okay, coming right up. Technical problem. Okay, Hashem Moloch from a 1922 recording.
Yeah.
Okay, Hashem Moloch. Our next selection is Ad Hainor. This is a prayer from Nishmas. It's a composition by Yossel Rosenblatt. And in my presentation on the Essential Cantor, I take this particular prayer and segment it and show how Yosla, then Moshe Kusevitzky, then Moshe Stern, and then Shamir Helfgott handle those sections of Ad Hainor. Ad Hainor is one of the more difficult and beautiful prayers. Let's listen to the great Yossel Rosenblatt with his composition of Ad Hainor.
Ad Hainor Azoranor Rachamecho Velo Yazovono
Yeah.
That was the great Yesler with Adhenor. This next selection is Vashamru, and it's interesting. It was recorded in Germany in 1908. It's one of the earliest recordings that I have of any recordings, and certainly of Yesler Rosenblatt. Very, very early, 1908. How many years ago is that? Well, really, okay. 115 or so? Oh, well. Anyway, let's hear from this early recording of Vashamru, again, 1908.
Vashamru b'nei Yisrael.
As I mentioned, recorded in 1908 when he was 26 years old. He was really just getting started with the recordings. We'll next hear Zaro Chayor from 1917.
lacrome cal mare vicin. Morandi vishmaya, yehei besare khan, cal sebar de yedon, ena.
Well, next here, Uvnucho Yomar, recorded in 1928. Beautiful, huh? Really. Okay, yeah, I'm trying something a little different. Two versions of the same selection. Omar Rabbi Elazar, the first is a 1913 recording.
Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Hanina. תלמידי חכמים, מרבי לשלמה לא. מר, רבי אלעזר, מר, רבי חנינא, תלמיד חכמים מרבי משולם וואלה תלמיד חכמים מרבי משולם וואלה שנאמר לכל בונייך לימודי ידוי שם רב שלהם בונייך אל תקרי בונייך אלו ואלו אלו בונייך שלהם רב ליהבי שרו יסכו ויהיה למה
Okay, that was from 1913. Now this is their neuer Omer Rabbi Elazar, the new one,
1921. תלמידי חכמים, נביאים שלהם בואלה. תלמידי חכמים, נביאים שלהם בואלה. אומר רבי אלעזר, אומר רבי חנינא. לא יאמר, אומר רבי אלעזר. אמר רבי חנינא, תלמידי חכמים, מביאים שלהם בואלה, שנאמר, לכל בונייך לימודי אדוני שם, ורב שלהם בונייך, אל תקרא בונייך. Hello. شیر یشون مخیله شال و شال و
beautiful. That falsetto is outrageous, isn't it? It's just wonderful. Rachem Noah coming up from 1923.
Oh! يا روح شو لايم يراك ويذاك فيما يروح فيما يروح فيما يرب فيما يرب يا منا.
Well, we have time for one more selection. This is Shir Hamaalos. Shir Hamaalos. Hey, Charlie Bernhardt, hoping you enjoyed this special for the Yahrzeit of the great Yesler Rosenblatt. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, if you have any comments or requests. Thank you so much. Shalom.